It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back here. It's Tuesday. Great to be here with you on Pensacola right now. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories going on in the news. First of all, White House has responded to reports of migrants being flown to Delaware by Governor DeSantis. Now, a couple things going on here. So we know about the Martha's Vineyard thing, but now we have that supposedly the Governor DeSantis was sending migrants to President Biden's home state of Delaware. And the White House basically just said they weren't made aware of it by Governor DeSantis. They called it a political stunt. And they don't have any specifics and things like that. Well, now, so Governor DeSantis says he can't confirm reports of migrants going to Delaware, being taken to Delaware. Also, Delaware officials have come out and said there's no indication of any planes carrying migrants headed to the state or who have come to the state. So there's that as well. So kind of a little update on that whole ordeal. The Dow has slid nearly 300 points. As the Fed policy meeting has begun. And of course, this Fed policy meeting is going to be the meeting where they're expected to raise the interest rate by another 3/4 of a point. So we're just waiting for that to happen at this point. Hurricane Fiona has left Puerto Rico now, but it's hitting the Turks and the Caicos. And it is now a Category 3, a major hurricane. It's the first major hurricane of the season. And unfortunately, after it leaves the Turks and the Caicos, it's going to be just east of the Bahamas for the most part. It is going to, some of the bands will be hitting the Bahamas for sure, but then it will be headed straight to Bermuda. It's east of the Bahamas. It's going to go west of Bermuda, just west. Is what the storm track's looking like now. It could, of course, change at any time. It's a slow-moving storm. That's one of the kind of the frustrating things with this thing, is that it is a slow-moving storm. But we have a couple other things going on here. So Hurricane Fiona, Category 3, first major hurricane, headed just west of Bermuda now by Friday. So keep an eye on that sucker. And then now we have Hurricane Gaston. Hurricane Gaston, no, it's Tropical Storm. Tropical Storm Gaston. And so, Tropical Storm Gaston, but it's out there in the middle of nowhere in the Atlantic, not really expected to affect anything. We just had the update here about 15 minutes ago that there's a disturbance like southeast of the Caribbean area that has an 80% formation over the next 5 days, 60% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. This storm track looks like it would head. This is the one that looks like it might have a chance to enter into the Gulf of Mexico. So this is one we're going to have to keep our eye on. In the next 48 hours, it can develop. It could develop into a cyclone. And right now, its storm track has it headed straight towards the Mayan Riviera. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing really to slow you down right now. No major delays on I-10 or I-110. We do have an accident at Sorrento and Bauer that just occurred around 15 minutes ago, but no major slowdowns because of it. It is right near a school zone, Bailey's Middle School. So you're going to slow down for the school zone, but nothing too bad at the intersection. You'll see your everyday afternoon slowdown. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, the slowdowns near the Nature Preserve are definitely present this afternoon. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to reach me. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So Gap, the clothing retailer, Gap has made mass layoffs. They're cutting 500 corporate jobs right now. So is, I guess, Peloton, Snap, and others. 50% of employers expect to have some sort of job cuts, according to a recent survey. So, boy, we've got this. We've had this really strong jobs market. It's been going really well. We knew it's probably just a matter of time before it started affecting jobs a little bit, but yet there's still a lot of people or a lot of job openings out there. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with that overall. Space Force. We got some new news about Space Force. Apparently they have a new anthem now. So they've got they have an official song, and there's mixed reviews. In fact, most people are thinking it's a satirical song. They're like, it just doesn't sound. I saw one report on it, one article saying it sounds like something that was written by Mel Brooks. So I haven't even pulled it up yet. Gracie, maybe we pull it up. We'll play it after we get top trending news here in just a little bit, because I haven't even pulled it up. But apparently there's not some people aren't really liking it that much. So. Then, oh my goodness, Department of Justice is charging 47 people with stealing $250 million from the pandemic program meant to provide meals to needy children. And then Beyond Meat, I don't know if you heard this story. Oh my goodness. The Beyond Meat chief operations officer, he bit a guy's nose in a parking dispute. Bit his nose. Dude, I thought you were vegan. Like, what's, huh? Oh. They've gone ahead and suspended him after that whole ordeal. American Airlines has a data breach affected a small number of customers, but if you've flown on American Airlines recently, you may want to check that out. Check out your information on there as well. So, got this big update from New York City. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has ended the COVID vaccine mandates for the private sector and student athletes, but city workers still have to get vaccinated. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. This is Space Force's new anthem. Yeah, I can see why there's mixed reviews. I can see how people think this sounds like it's some goofy thing instead of not like... doesn't get the blood flowing like the Navy anthem or even the Air Force. This is just... it's not... okay. I can see some complaints. I have not seen anything. Let's put it this way. Of all the articles I've seen written about it, I haven't seen one that said, "This is good." I haven't seen one of them. It's like maybe they're motivating the space cadets to leave Earth with using a anthem like this. I'm like, it's like some of the reviews are brutal. So I don't know. What do you think of it?
It seems like it should be like in a kids show.
Yeah.
It might be because I also watched like the official video leading up to that. And then that was the lyric video. And you know, like in a kid's show where they have like the little star that bounces on the
bouncing, yes.
Bounces on the lyrics. Yeah. It so kind of did along. That in the video. Okay. And it has like a little Star Trek logo in the background. Space Force logo.
Yeah, well, that is the star. That's the star. So, that's a Space Force logo.
I know,
logo.
I know.
Star Trek logo. It just looks like the Star Trek logo. But it's, I know, there's a big part of me that keeps, when I was sharing this, actually came into contact with somebody, a family member recently, who didn't know about Space Force. They thought I was joking, and I showed them the logo, and I told them that the people are called Guardians, like that they're going to be called Guardians instead of, you know, and they were like, "You are lying." And I'm like, "I'm not." Like, I pull up the website, and they're like, "No way, no way." And I'm like, "There you go. Is this some sort of parody that the United States is playing on all, like some big prank the United States is playing on all of us?" I'm like, "I don't think so."
I'm sure if there was
say it.
I'm sure if there was a poll going out to like all Americans saying like, what are the branches of government? I think a lot of people would be like, no, space is not a branch. That's not real.
Oh, of the military?
And it is. No. It's literally a branch.
It's a branch of the military now. But it does, like, I can't confidently tell if somebody's like, all right, is the United States playing a prank on all of us? I can't confidently be like, no. I'd be like, no. I don't think so. All right. Spence, call right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss says a trade deal with the U.S. is not on the horizon. In New York, Gabrielle Fahmy says Truss made remarks as she flew to New York from the UN General Assembly, kicking off her first overseas trip.
Brexit supporters had long insisted the 2016 leave vote would open the way for a free trade agreement with the U.S. But President Joe Biden has made it clear that was not a priority for the U.S., who's more concerned about the impact of Brexit on Northern Ireland. Her frank assessment ahead of a meeting with Biden in New York leaves a hole in the government's post-Brexit trade strategy. The argument was that the U.K. would compensate for lost trade with Europe by striking its own deals around the world. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.
General Motors now striking a deal to sell up to 175,000 electric vehicles to Hertz. The company's announced GM is going to be supplying electric vehicles to the rental car giant starting in the beginning of 2023. They'll be including the Chevrolet Bolt and Bolt EUV, and apparently will also be followed by newer models in the coming years. It follows similar agreements between Hertz and Tesla and Polestar to begin their electric rental fleet. And Bobby, what's definitely becoming our top story here for the day today, the Escambia County School Board discussing whether they should fire Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith tonight. This comes after that controversial quiz question. Dr. Smith was here on News Radio 92.3 earlier this morning. He says the question that was on that quiz had been previously used at the high school with no...
And there was never really an incident or question about the test. So it did have a track record at the high school. The question, certainly there was no malintent. The question was to bring about attention to how one thing can lead to another and create severe and unfortunate situations.
And of course, the quiz question involved a scenario with that teen girl and the nude photos. And there's a post on our Facebook page that gives you the full context and text of that question if you want to look that up.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And, you know, I got to say, I'm not sure if Dr. Tim Scott's going to make this vote because, I mean, I don't know how the board's going to vote, but I know talking to a lot of parents and even some teachers, they don't like him and they felt like he's done a terrible job. So the fact that they're deciding to go ahead and decide whether to end his contract, kind of surprising, but kind of not. But it's a big story.
Right.
So are we expected to get an answer before the show's over tonight?
So the meeting starts at 5:30, and I'll be monitoring that as the show goes on and everything. I don't know. It may be one of those deals where they might debate on it for two or 3 hours. So
yeah, exactly.
I guess we'll find out.
All right. Sounds good. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Everyday traffic on Pine Forest north of the interstate. This is in between 9 Mile Road and I-10, as well as Gulf Breeze 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect that everyday slowdown in the eastbound direction. 98 throughout Navarre. Moving nicely. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, we will... I got a story pertaining to those self-scanners at the different supermarkets. Like Sam's Club has this self-scan thing. There's other grocery stores that have tried to come up with this. I have the latest on that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here in about, a couple minutes, we'll get your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then Governor DeSantis has a new ad out. that is about immigration. And we'll play that for you coming up here in about 10 minutes. Walmart, back in 2018, had rolled out a Scan and Go app. Now that Scan and Go app is, they discontinued it after just 4 months. They now do the Scan and Go app still at Sam's Clubs around the country, but not at Walmart's. And that was back in 2018. Well, a lot of other grocery retailers have tried to implement some sort of app where you can just scan and check out. The latest was Wegmans. They're up north in the Northeast. I do like Wegmans. They have some good pizza. Wegmans just announced that they're getting rid of their self-checkout app. The reason? Quote, losses. End quote. Extreme losses. New York Times just recently did a report on these different retailers who either have self-service lanes or even apps. So these apps are awesome, by the way. I remember using them before they stopped using it. You just scan the products you want. You pay for it on your phone. You just show somebody as you're walking out the door. It's awesome. It's great. But apparently, the loss rate is double the industry average for places that use apps like that or even self-service lanes. Yet with the employment numbers the way they are, more and more people are going to those. So they have to weigh the loss rate. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just a reminder, coming up here on Thursday, you also have a chance to win some Florida State University Seminole football tickets. Just listen to News Radio 92.3. Probably in the 5 o'clock hours, and we'll be giving away those tickets. So tune into that on Thursday. And then coming up here in just a couple minutes, we'll have a new ad from Governor Ron DeSantis that we want to air for you. And then we'll get your traffic on the fives as well. So stick around for all that coming up next. But right now, top three stories. So numero uno would be the White House is responding to the reports that migrants are being flown to Delaware by Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis said he can't... confirm if flights are going up there. Delaware officials themselves said that they don't know of any flights with migrants coming into their state, none that have come or none that are coming. The Dow has slid nearly 300 points as the Fed policy meeting has begun, where they're expecting to increase their interest rates by 0.75 point. And after devastating Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona has strengthened to a major storm. It's a Category 3 now, and is continuing its ruinous path along the Caribbean and headed towards Bermuda. And those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, tonight in Montgomery is the very first game of the division series for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. So it's the best of three. So they're going to play in Montgomery tonight. Then they'll play at home on Thursday. And then if there's a need, if there needs to be a third game, then it will be at home again on Friday. So a best of three series beginning tonight. That's going to be at 6:35. You can check the game out on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. On ESPN Plus right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are beating the Dodgers 5-1, top of the seventh inning. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Cubs later. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Astros. And the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Nationals. TBS has the Mets against the Brewers at 6:40 tonight. And I think that's it for televised games. Real quick, in sports news, Dallas Cowboys Jones says he was impressed by Jalen Hurts. This would be Jerry Jones. And he's impressed by the Eagles. Says they're going to be all we can handle. Cleveland police have arrested a fan who threw a bottle at the Browns owner. Oh boy. The Avalanche have made McKinnon the highest paid player in the NHL with a $100.8 million extension. Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors wants the NBA owners to vote on the fate of suspended Suns owner Sarver. He's been suspended for a year. He wants him to vote him out. Tell him he can't own the team. And finally, Timberwolves star Edwards was fined $40,000 for using a homophobic slur in a video. That is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Still seeing some slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest. This is in both directions in between 9 Mile and I-10. Very typical at this time of day, but we're looking good on Blue Angel. Bauer and Sorrento have cleared up, as well as Dog Track and Fairfield. Nothing to slow you down. See something else on the road? Just give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So we have, coming up here in about 5 minutes, I got a story pertaining to, they keep saying it's something out of an Indiana Jones movie. What is it? We'll talk about that coming up here in about 5 minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis, his re-election campaign has released a new television and digital ad. It's being aired by the Republican Party of Florida. And this is pertaining to his immigration policies. Let's go ahead and play this ad for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
When our middle son, Brandon, left to go to work, he was only 21 years old. And the last words I said to him is, I love you. And a twice deported illegal ran into him and hit him so hard that he caused Brandon's car to flip. And he killed him. My child's killed by someone who should not have been here. This is what happens when we have open borders. We were able to go and meet with Governor DeSantis. He said, I want to hear your son's story. And to see the compassion in his eyes, and I saw the concern. He wanted to make sure other lives were protected. And as a governor, he truly has been upholding the oath that he took, which is to protect Floridians. He not only talks a good talk, but he walks it. He's been very strong on safety. He's been very strong on law and order. He has made our state one of the safest states to be in. There's no greater leader than Governor DeSantis because he didn't just listen. He put action behind it.
There you go. That is Governor DeSantis' new re-election campaign ad. A lady saying, my child was killed by someone who shouldn't have been here. Trying to highlight the immigration policies that Governor DeSantis has implemented since being governor. When he became governor, he banned sanctuary cities in the state of Florida and requires state and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. He deployed federal law enforcement Florida law enforcement officers to the southern border to help Texas and Arizona. He increased the sentence for trafficking fentanyl meth into Florida. And then later, he added to the list of drugs that can land a dealer life in prison if their product is the proximate cause of a person's death. So those are just some of the things that he's done since he's been governor of the state of Florida. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I have one more thought about that. No, I don't. I want to move on from immigration. I'm done with it. All right, coming up here next, the article states something out of an Indiana Jones movie. What is this? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, apparently monkeypox infections across the state are now starting to slow down. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the average number of new cases now dipping down to 18 a day. And in the South Florida hotspots, looks like they've got more control. Infectious disease experts with Florida International University say the state is starting to get a handle on the virus. So that's good news today.
Yeah, that is. It's still spreading. And but it's not as I think for a lot of people realizing it's just not as big of an issue is what a lot of people might have thought it was in the past. So there's that as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Article I saw says it was something out of an Indiana Jones movie. An ancient burial cave found in Israel. Say what? Yeah. This, it's amazing to me that you can discover new places in today's day and age. That because, like, you would think by now we've discovered everything that can be discovered on Earth. Maybe not in the ocean. I get that. We've barely even touched exploration of the ocean. But an ancient burial cave from the 13th century B.C. Yeah, that's a long time ago. It was discovered on a beach in Israel last week. How? People go to the beach all the time. Archaeologists used a ladder to descend into a man-made square cave. After a mechanical digger working in the national park made the discovery on Tuesday, the room was filled with dozens of pottery pieces and bronze artifacts. According to them, the investigators here, they said a cave floor laid out with vessels untouched for 3,300 years since the late Bronze Age, about the time of the powerful King Ramses II. The fact that the cave was sealed and not looted in later periods will allow us to employ modern scientific methods available today to retrieve as much information from the artifacts and from the residues extant on the vessels. For example, organic remains that are not visible to the naked eye. The cave may furnish a complete picture of what the late Bronze Age funerary customs were. Wow. Like, how can you find something in today's day and age? It's so bizarre. But they say the findings date to the reign of Egyptian pharaoh Ramses II, who controlled Canaan between 1279 and 1213 BC, which encompassed modern-day Israel and territories controlled by the Palestinian Authority. And so, according to the archaeologist, it's like something you would see out of an Indiana Jones movie, just going into the ground and everything is just laying there as it initially was left. Intact pottery vessels, weapons, vessels made out of bronze, burials as they were. That is pretty stinking cool. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So I saw this article. I don't really know fashion stuff, right? I'm a dude, I just wear, like, I think this matches. Like, I'm somewhat okay with matching somewhat, but then I can go overboard. But apparently some things are okay. I saw this thing, and this, there's only reason why I'm bringing this up, because apparently you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Whatever, I wear white year round. Apparently that's okay now. I didn't know this, but I mean, I knew that there was, like, a rule about it. I just never followed it. I don't care. But apparently there's a rule too that you're not supposed to wear a jean jacket with jeans. They call it the Canadian tuxedo. I don't even know it was called that. But apparently now they're saying it's okay. You can do that now. You can wear a jean jacket with jeans. Okay. And apparently there's a lot of other outdated fashion rules that they're saying are okay. So your belt, your shoes, your belt, and your socks have to match. They're saying that it doesn't have to anymore. Okay. Because they said you can wear colorful socks. Yeah, everybody likes to wear colorful socks now. And then it says no socks with sandals. The sad dad trend, they said now it's acceptable. No, I don't. I'm going to disagree with that one. Socks with sandals? That's, first of all, that's not even comfortable. No, let's not do that. Let's not do the socks with sandals thing. Mixing prints like stripes and dots. They said don't fully ignore that one because it's hard to pull off, but more and more designers have been mixing them. I didn't even know you can't do that. You can't mix stripes and dots. Why not? Who made these rules? It doesn't make any sense. And then finally, no hat indoors. What? Who says you can't have your hats indoors? Oh, well, they're saying this is one that you can get rid of because pretty much everybody does it now anyway. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. 9 Mile, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway also checking in clear, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Speaking of things that are out, so those are old-fashioned trends that people are saying, yeah, you don't really have to follow those anymore. Well, apparently there's some old and new wedding trends. And so they're saying things like outdated trends are like the bride not being seen before the wedding. They're saying that's outdated. Another outdated tradition for weddings, the bride's parents paying for the whole wedding. That's outdated. The Bride and groom's guests sitting on separate sides, walking down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride. And the something old, new, borrowed, and blue thing, that's gone too. New stuff that's in right now. Small weddings, or just elope altogether. Wedding websites. Bright, vibrant colors. Proposal videos. Alternative rings. Alternative rings? I don't know what that is. I'm out in the loop on this stuff. I don't know. What's an alternative ring, Gracie? You probably know this stuff.
Well, I think it's just instead of getting a ring, I'm going to get you this other thing because I don't really wear rings. I think they're saying that. Oh. But are you saying that's in or out?
It's in.
It's in?
Yeah. The new thing is in. You get an alternative ring.
Yeah.
So, okay. Non-white wedding gowns is in now. And having more than one maid of honor or best man. Okay. There you go. Just in case your kids are looking to get hitched anytime soon. Now you know the new in traditions and the out traditions. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 has hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is in the apocalypse.
Speaking of weddings or the need for weddings, the CDC is coming out and warning us that we're in the midst of an STD epidemic. That's right. An STD epidemic now apparently is what's going on. They stated that for example, there's a 26% rise in syphilis infections since a year ago. 26% rise in syphilis. Then there's also, we've covered before that there was a, super gonorrhea. I'm like, super gonorrhea? Why does it have to sound so scary? but they said we're in the midst of and it's not just super gonorrhea, part of this monkeypox thing. Monkeypox is actually an STD. Now, you can get it even if you're not participating in anything like that, but it is indeed an STD. So monkeypox is spreading. Apparently, syphilis is spreading. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, super gonorrhea. And they're saying that all of this has happened about pretty much. It was picking up, like ticking up. Then the pandemic happened, and it was a huge drop-off. Like, everybody just stayed at home. Nobody was doing anything. Now, after the pandemic kind of got loose, people are a little bit more free than what they were even before the pandemic. And so now it's we're having an STD epidemic, according to the CDC. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.